and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And you know, one of the biggest hot-button issues that the world is facing right now is that of gender identity. And there are disagreements and heartbreak and a lot of controversy swirling around an issue that honestly the world doesn't know much about. So LDS prophets and apostles have actually commented on this issue quite a bit to help give hope and understanding to our true identity as children of God. So here are some of the things that they've said. Take a listen.
We are created in His image. Our gender was determined before we came to earth and is part of our eternal identity.
Dear brethren and sisters, the scriptures and the teachings of the prophets speak of us in premortal life as sons and daughters, children of God. Gender did not begin at mortal birth.
That according to an eternal plan, all of the spirit children of God must come to this earth for a glorious purpose, and that individual identity began long before conception and will continue for all the eternities to come.
Each is a beloved daughter of heavenly parents, and as such, each has a divine destiny. As spirit daughters of God, women received their first lessons in the world of spirits and were prepared to come forth on the earth. They were among the noble and great ones who shouted for joy at the creation of the earth because they would be given a physical body with the opportunity to be proven in a mortal sphere. They wished to work side by side with righteous men to accomplish eternal goals that neither can attain independently. Female roles did not begin on earth, and they do not end here.
Are you confused with gender identity or searching for self-esteem? Do you or someone you love face disease or depression or death? Whatever other steps you may need to take to resolve these concerns, come first to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Trust in heaven's promises. In that regard, Alma's testimony is my testimony. I do know, he says, that whosoever shall put their trust in God shall be supported in their trials and their troubles and their afflictions. This reliance upon the merciful nature of God is at the very center of the gospel Christ taught. I testify that the Savior's atonement lifts us not only from the burden of our sins, but also the burden of our disappointments and sorrows, our heartaches, and our despair.
When we speak plainly of divorce, abuse, gender identity, contraception, abortion, parental neglect, we are thought by some to be way out of touch or to be uncaring. Some ask if we know how many we hurt when we speak plainly. Do we know of marriages in trouble, of the many who remain single, of single-parent families, or couples unable to have children, or parents with wayward children, are those confused about gender? Do we know? Do we care? Those who ask have no idea how much we care. You know little of the sleepless nights, of the endless hours of work, of prayer, of study, of travel, all for the happiness and redemption of mankind. Because we do know, and because we do care, we must teach the rules of happiness without delusion, apology, or avoidance. That is our calling.
Brothers and sisters, I'm very grateful for the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. It provides light to guide us in this world darkened by immorality, iniquity, and infidelity. It teaches us to love all of God's children, some of whom struggle with gender issues or other conditions that may not be fully understood. We need to help and encourage them and their family members without, of course, condoning sinful behavior.
I hope that that was helpful and hopeful information for you to listen to. And we're going to close out our episode today with a quote from former LDS Apostle Elder Neil A. Maxwell. And he said, "You have been you for a long time." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.